Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, great to be with you. Big day in Philadelphia sports. Obviously, the Sixers Heat tonight, playoffs. Hopefully, the Sixers win it and can get to the Knicks. And by the way, a Sixers-Knicks series would be fun. I mean, they haven't played the New York Knicks in a playoff series.
Up and down on the train.
35 years. Yeah, up and down the train. That's right. So, but got to get through Jimmy Butler to make that happen. Flyers, obviously, got nothing happening. They lost last night. Now, hopefully, it's a bright future, but they got to get a lot better players. But they, I think, blew a, you know, obviously a real chance to make the playoffs. Howie a little snippy yesterday. And then also the story Ree was just talking about with Bill Belichick and ESPN's reporting. So let's get to a little bit more of it. I'm going to read right from the story just to give people context here. So, you know, earlier in the story, ESPN.com had reported that the Eagles were interested enough in Belichick to talk to him. And so let me pick it up where they pick it up at this point, this ESPN story. It says there was chatter in league circles that Philadelphia and Belichick could be a match. Despite some owners and executives believing the game had passed Belichick by, the Eagles felt he still had his fastball. He had nearly beaten them in the 2023 season opener with an inferior team. There's also a belief that Belichick will coach only until he gets 15 more wins, enough to pass Don Shula as the winningest coach in NFL history. Though not seriously considered a move, Lurie wondered to a confidant, was it worth overhauling the building, changing personnel and philosophies on everything from training staff to salary cap structure for someone who might coach for only 2 years? Here's a quote. "You'll have to start all over again," said a source with firsthand knowledge of the Eagles' thinking. Back to the source in a quote. "Who would replace him? He hasn't had a good record of developing coaches. They were afraid that he'll have changed everything and every person, and then you'll be starting from scratch again. He didn't demand those things, but they felt like if we hire him, we have to give everything to him and trust how he does it." It's fascinating. Makes a lot of sense on a lot of levels. You know, if you're going to turn it over to him, but he's going to be out the door after 2 years, is that worth it?
And it didn't help in there that it seems very clear Kraft badmouthed him to anybody who called about him. That's in different parts of the article.
Yeah.
It's why Blank, he thought he was getting hired by the Falcons. He was shocked. But apparently Kraft really badmouthed him to Arthur Blank.
I think the biggest problem is Mac Jones. Like, Mac Jones and offense. You know, in today's world where offense really runs the world and the rules of the game are tailored to make sure that stays, you know, in place. Bill Belichick treated offense like it was discardable. Like, he, you know, made Matt Patricia, the defensive coordinator, into an offensive coordinator for his new young quarterback, Mac Jones. Basically, it feels like Bill Belichick broke Mac Jones, took Matt Patricia, made him an offensive coordinator in the process, sort of broke Matt Patricia.
Well, there's also, like, I hear you, but there's also a chance he just had a bad run for 3 or 4 years.
I understand.
Picking players. Like, his talent stunk.
Well, that's completely separate. Like,
that might be the heart of the matter of that offense you're referring to. I think the heart of the matter is relationships. Like, what Rhea's referring to, I think the bigger thing is age and relatability to people in the building.
He clearly can't relate to anyone at this point. That's for sure.
They already had that in Chip Kelly. But like, why would they
smart.
Go back to that?
Yeah, he's so smart. Well, like,
because
like
he's an amazing coach.
Yeah. Because the first game of the year, yep. he almost beat us with the scheme, and that did set up that scheme for the year that everyone was using. He is brilliant. There's no questioning that. But he's so arrogant. That's the problem. When you make a defensive coordinator into your offensive coordinator, when you take Mac Jones and do what you did to him, it feels like it's bordering on arrogance, and that's what scares everyone away.
By the way, I just want to make sure, because, you know, you can comment on this Belichick thing, but Bryce Harper also homered last night, right?
He sure did, buddy.
It did happen, right?
Yes.
First time in a little bit of a time. Let's make sure we hear it again.
Kinley kicks the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit deep, right field, and that is gone. A laser into the lower seats in right field, and Bryce Harper ends his home run drought with a bullet home run to right. 5-0 Phillies.
All right, obviously all these topics on the board. I mean, to say the least, the Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, and Eagles, this is a unique intersection of all four teams truly being discussed here. What do you got on any of it? Let's get to Ken and Cinnaminson. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Super, Ken.
Hey, Joe, when I'm together with you guys next time, whenever that is, I'll tell you my Molly Ringwald story when I hit on her one time. So,
okay.
Whoa!
What year?
I think it was 1996.
Wow. Was she receptive?
Okay.
So that's a no.
Yeah, gonna take that as a no.
Ken, I've seen you. If I was a woman, I wouldn't be receptive.
Oh, man.
All right.
Wow.
Wow. All right. That harsh.
And this is coming from a toad right here. Trust me. I know. All right.
She's taller than you might think. I will say that. But, on Belichick, real quick, I'll just say this. 84-103 without Tom Brady as his quarterback.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, let's just pump the brakes a little bit. I think we're nervous about the wrong thing tonight in terms of the Sixers. You're nervous about Jimmy Butler. What you should be nervous about in a one-game, you know, basically play-in game is Eric Spoelstra being the other team's head coach. I mean, that to me is more imposing than, you know, a 34-year-old Jimmy Butler. You know, he can only will so much out of his 34-year-old body.
Look, Spoelstra is great. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And I think he's a truly great coach. I really believe that. So, yes, that is a concern. Look, Ken, the flip side of that is hopefully it's the first time where the Sixers have a coach that is near his level. I don't know that Nick Nurse is. I don't know. I got to see a little bit more to know. But I do think Nick Nurse is a clear upgrade on what's been here.
On Howie's press conference yesterday, I think part of the frustration with all of this is that there's this underlying belief around here that everybody's convinced that there's some kind of a smoking gun when it relates to Hassan Reddick. And look, obviously the tea leaves were there about what the Eagles might be doing with Hassan Reddick going back to last year, going back to last summer. We, you know, I'm not going to rehash all that, if you think about the number of Eagles players who have ever publicly complained about their compensation and been brought back, you know, it's so I think part of it
but,
is
but Ken why is Josh why is Josh Sweat back on a 1-year deal and Hassan Reddick is not back on a 1-year deal?
Josh Sweat took a pay cut to be back on
he's a lesser player.
Well, yeah, and he's also he also took a pay cut.
That's right.
He's cheaper. So obviously, you know, they feel like that with Vic Fangio in the building, and let's be real clear, if the Eagles hadn't had to wait until after the Super Bowl to hire coordinators after 2022, Vic Fangio would have been the Eagles defensive coordinator last year, right? So that's part of the whole thing.
All right, Ken, give us a four here. This is for the Arrowsmith tickets. What do you got?
Well, he was my favorite Flyer as a young guy. Last hockey player I remember to see wearing a horse collar. And his number hangs in the rafters at Wells Fargo Center. Barry Ashby.
You got it, buddy. Barry, it's funny. My first thought was Mark Howell.
Oh,
I thought Mark
collar.
Out, too, but I was like, no, he's number two. Yeah,
number
yeah.
Number two, yeah.
I like the sound of that. The horse collar on the hockey player.
Well, there you go. There you go.
All right, so the Reddick thing's been referenced a number of times through the show. Let's listen to the first moment when Howie Roseman was asked about Hassan Reddick yesterday. It's really the second where borderline fireworks began, but Let's start with the initial thing when he's first asked about Hassan.
First time talking to you since the Hassan Reddick trade, I guess, what went into this, the decision to move on from a player that's still reasonably in their prime, and how hard will it be to make up for that production?
Great player. You know, Hassan had a great 2 years in Philadelphia, obviously. You know, Camden kid, played at Temple. Couldn't have been more excited to sign him. So it's bittersweet to lose a player and a person like that. You know, as the offseason went along and we added Bryce, who we're incredibly excited about, brought back Josh, drafted Nolan Smith in the first round. BG came back. We have some young guys at that position who we're excited to develop. You know, and through the conversations with the Jets, we felt like it was a win-win situation, but always hard to get rid of players and people like Hassan.
Right, other than the win-win thing, a fine answer. I mean, fine. I mean, whatever. But the win-win thing kind of hangs out there. Dave Uram, who works, you know, for us here at Odyssey, noticed the win-win thing and, you know, led in with that as a follow-up question. Now, technically, the wording of his question, technically inaccurate. The Eagles traded Hassan for a draft pick that has a condition that could become a different pick. He calls it a conditional pick. Make of it what you will.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Howie makes a lot of those words, and I think Howie was, frankly, out of line with being this nitpicky. Here's the exchange that followed.
Follow up on Hassan, you referred to it as bittersweet and a win-win. What do you think the upside is for trading Hassan for the conditional pick a couple of years down the line?
Well, the pick's not conditional. We're getting a pick, so I don't really think I understand the question.
It's a third round from a second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what do you think the upside is for trading Hassan with a year left in his deal in his prime for the pick that you've got?
Well, I think you're asking a question in a vacuum without all the other factors. So, I mean, if we want to talk about all the factors that go into building the team and the resources that we put into each position, we can do that. But I don't think the question's really fair and accurately describes the transaction.
There's so many things in that answer ridiculous. Like, I don't understand
the
question.
So please accurately describe the transaction.
Is that it's not a fair question? Like, are you serious?
Come on. Come on, Howie. Come on, man.
I mean, it's just, it really bothered me. I said it's the worst Howie answer I remember, personally.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was so out of line. It was, everyone says a conditional pick. All you have to do is be like, well, technically it's actually draft pick with conditions, then answer the freaking question.
So like, is it a pet peeve? Like, does this just set Howie off behind closed doors?
I think he knows that people are mad about
correct.
It.
Correct.
Yeah. And I think that he's coming in a little bristly about
correct.
It.
Absolutely.
And that's where it comes from.
And that's a mistake.
Well, and he's gotten a lot of positive feedback for the other moves he's done, you know, bringing Saquon in, where this one wasn't mm-hmm. received as well. So I think he gets a bit defensive.
That's why they dropped mm-hmm. it on a Friday during the Phillies home opener.
Exactly, Rhea.
That's right. No, that's right. I mean, connect the dots. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, adults and Muppet Weasel.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, Muppet Weasel. You were talking about golfing earlier. I actually have a kind of funny golf story. So
I will be the judge if it's funny, but give me your Richard Pryor attempt, and we'll see if it's a ha-ha or not. Go ahead.
So years ago when I worked at a different insurance company, one of their top guys that just got elected to the sales Hall of Fame when a top producing guys in the country was out golfing.
Okay.
Well, a young guy that was an actuary was getting ready to tee off, and he thought, hey, can I hit him? And they said, ah, I think you're okay. So he tees off and crushes a ball better than he ever did before. It one skip hopped and hit the sales guy right in the head, and the guy went down one like
You got to laugh out of me, Chris. No. I didn't think you were going to get a laugh out of me. You got to laugh out of me at someone's expense as the guy gets knocked out by a
golf
ball.
In the head.
Right. Hit him right in the head, and he immediately thought, like, first of all, oh, my God, I hope he's okay. And then he goes, oh, my God, I'm going to get fired. I just killed one of the top or just injured one of the top sales guys, and I'm just some little bean counter here actuary. So, yeah, kind of funny golf story. So
right.
Later on, they became best friends, and they still good friends over, like, 35 years later.
There you go.
Well, that's good.
All right, Chris, so, what do you got for us on our sports scene?
Yeah, so real quick, I'm going to run through this. Dude, the press conference, the one thing that made me want to vomit was, Nick, can you please stop kissing Howie's you-know-what? It was disgusting. That made me want to vomit. The Phils love the fact that we scored some runs last night, but I'll take that. I'll take seven hits with four extra base hits, and we throw up five spot. Pure dominance by Ranger. Guys, the Sixers tonight. They're going to crush them. They're going to dominate this game. Joel is going to be on fire. And you know what, Weasel? You and James are lucky. Man, I thought Richie was ready to go crush your face there for a second. You guys kept poking the beehive's nest. And he goes, no, no, no. You wait a second. I was like, uh-oh, here it comes. Fullback Richie's coming up.
Oh, he was starting to – I heard it too. All right, Chris, give me a four. What do you got?
Yeah, so here's what I'm going to give you guys. It's – a show topic many, many times, and it's an analogy that's always used. It's the Mount Rushmore.
That's a good one.
It's a big answer right there.
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Very, very good.
It's a really good answer.
Now, there is one problem with it. What is it? There's room for a fifth.
Yeah, but there isn't.
But there is
four.
Yeah, it's four. There's room for.
Yes, Hammer!
Calm down.
Oh, God.
Just remember who's going to be
up
there.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
You got Abe. You got George. You got Thomas. You got Teddy. And in the year 2095, long after I've died, you've got.
Yes, Hammer!
And you know what it's going to be, Joe?
You are a blasphemer.
It's going to be the four, you know, huge heads.
Yes.
And much like Allen Iverson's little statue, there'll be a little head of you.
That's pretty good, actually. I do think FDR should be up there, though. FDR instead of.
Yes, Hammer!
But if no FDR someday.
Yes, Hammer!
All right, let's go to Gary in New Jersey. Good morning, Gary. Gary, I know that's a lot to follow up on, Gary. My presidential aspirations, greatness, Lincoln comparisons, and the such. Are you speechless, Gary? He is speechless. Let's go to the Sledgehammer, Mark in Collegeville. Good morning, Sledgy.
Speechless, I think, just doesn't cut it, Joe.
Disgusted?
Right.
Nauseous?
Richie Rich, how you doing, pal?
Great, Sledgling. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. So, Joe, feeling confident about Friday?
Do I feel confident about Friday? What, beat the Hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a little on my heels after the loss last week, but I would imagine I should be, you know, in pretty good shape.
Did you go back and try to overthrow the loss?
I listened. It was clean. It was fair.
Oh.
I lost. That must
be frustrating.
Yeah, it was very frustrating.
Are you confident enough to make a bet on it?
He kind of does every week. He puts his
himself
on the line.
Well, I'll just say this, Sledge. What do you have in mind?
Why? Do you want to face him, Sledge? Is that where we're going?
Well, if I get in,
Sledge, the audience.
If I get in, it's
the audience
gone.
Is yelling.
The thing. Yep. Joe, I'll let you pick the terms if you win, but if you lose, you finally get your legs waxed.
Well, I mean, first off, I wouldn't lose. Like, this whole pick the terms thing, do I get all the money you own? Like, that would be my thank you. So, do you agree to that?
You ain't going to get much, but.
Do I get it, though?
You ain't going to get much.
Yeah. Just saying. You said pick the terms. I picked the terms. Sounds like you're walking backwards there right now, Sledgy.
I don't ever.
Sledge didn't see those terms coming. No.
Sledge. All right, Sledge. What do you got for us on the sports scene?
So on the sports scenes, well, sad about the Flyers. I mean, they had promise, but you know, you could always come over and root for my division-winning Rangers. You know, you're more than welcome. But on to the Eagles. I was talking to Spike and Ike yesterday on the draft, because Howie, you know, never wants to allude to anything dealing with the draft. But first round pick, everyone's saying to go for a guard. I don't want to go for a guard. I really like to go for that cornerback everyone's talking about that can play corner, safety, and special teams. What do you think about that?
You're talking about the DeGene guy?
Yes.
Well, he's tough. I like him. I like his attitude. The big issue with him is if you want him to cover in man as a cornerback, he's got limitations. But I love the attitude. He's like he and Sidney Brown will get along extremely well.
All right, Sledge, give me a great answer for a four. You can win Aerosmith tickets, Sledgey.
I would love to go to see it. Well, we deal with it every year, spring, summer, fall, winter,
yeah.
Four seasons.
Four seasons is a good answer.
Oh, nice.
Really is.
That
We've
is
had
a, good one.
A lot of great answers today. Twitter poll question. Yeah. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new 2024 Chevy Trax, it's arriving daily at Armin Chevrolet. Starts at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, two poll questions. The first, did the Flyers make a mistake being a buyer? Excuse me, make a mistake being a seller instead of a buyer at the trade deadline? Let me be clear. James, you and I don't normally do this. We probably did not word this question right.
Yeah, we should have said it by not, you know, they could have stood pat.
Could have stood pat.
Yeah.
We should have had, because I can understand them not being a buyer, but instead of being a seller, they could have just kept everything they had.
We should have just said, did they make a mistake being a seller? And
correct.
It would have covered everything.
Correct. So let me just say, I throw this result out. But anyway, the result was 72% said no, they did not make a mistake being a seller. 28% say they did. But again, that's instead of a buyer. If we did the question the way we should have, results probably would have been a little different. All right, John. I have in front of me the results for who wins tonight, Sixers Heat. Where do you think people are coming in on this one?
91% say Sixers.
80% say your team, your town, your 76ers, which 20% pick the Heat. We'll see. Hey, we'll talk coming up to Ryan Russillo, great NBA mind on a national level, John's buddy. His thoughts on Joel and the Sixers, how far they can go, and specifically tonight's game. We'll get
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.